The following program is recorded and we are not accepting any phone calls. Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. Our guest this morning, Christy Bell, the Director of Tourism for Jefferson County Department of Tourism. Christy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, you have a big project going on for the Jefferson County Department of Tourism. You're trying to get people to come into Jefferson County, visit the county, maybe even consider staying in the county. Do you want to describe exactly what it is that you're looking to do?
We just want to let people know what Jefferson County has to offer. There's a lot of hidden little treasures that the world doesn't know about.
Very true. And you're looking for input from anybody. You don't have to be from Jefferson County, but you can go onto their website, visitjeffersonpa.org, V-I-S-I-T, jeffersonpa.org. There's a survey there, and what you're doing is you're having people answer the survey questions, and you're compiling the data. What are you looking to do with the data that you compile?
We're going to use it to develop our brand so that when we are marketing to the public, we're best representing what our county has to offer.
Now, this is the surprising thing. There's a lot of stuff to do in Jefferson County. And before we started recording this, you were telling me about the things, and most of them I haven't even heard of. You sit around, you ask yourself, gee, what is there to do? Well, you actually have a whole bunch of stuff to do just in Jefferson County alone. Everybody knows about Punxsutawney Phil and Gobbler's Knob, but there's actually a trail there for people to walk on. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah, it's a family-friendly trail. It's not very big, so if you just happen to be driving through and you would like to see the countryside a little bit more, you can explore around Gobbler's Knob. It's a nice little trail to do for the afternoon.
And they also have a museum in there now, too.
Yeah, they have, look at the history. They have a nice little theater where you can watch a video. And there's a mural on those walls that was painted by a local artist with their little, their what they call local celebrities, people that come to Groundhog Day every year. They've added them to the mural as the background.
Pretty cool there. And Jefferson County has a lot of stuff going on throughout the year. Do you want to describe and talk about the Cool Spring Power Museum?
Yeah, there's a small combustion engine museum. People come from all over the world. They have, as far as Germany, they have a antique flea market. I think it's June and in October, but they're open to the public from April to October. You'll have to go to their website to check the exact date.
Now, where is the Cool Spring Power Museum at?
It is between Brookville and Punxsutawney off of 36.
Very cool. And you said they have the antique flea market. And another neat thing, the Blacksmith Festival. Do you want to describe the Blacksmith Festival?
That is a unique event to our county. It's a national gathering where blacksmiths will do demonstrations from the old ways of the forge to more of the modern technique. There'll be vendors there to sell if you're a blacksmith or into welding, but there's also crafters where they'll sell things they made, and there's live music, and you can even camp there. But we've got plenty of bed and breakfast if you don't want to camp out.
Now, where is the Blacksmith Festival at?
It's in Renlo Park, which is just outside of Reynoldsville, PA.
Just outside of Reynoldsville. Okay. The French and Indian War reenactment. I had no idea that was even going on. Can you tell us, like, where it is, when it is? And you said this is authentic.
That is in Cook Forest, and it is an authentic reenactment. It's a week long. Pretty sure it's in June. You could visit the Cook Forest Vacation Bureau, and they would have access to that information for you.
Can you camp out at the French and Indian War reenactment place, or you have to kind of get a bed and breakfast?
There's cabins and campgrounds nearby. I'm not sure about camping right there, because they do try to keep it pretty authentic.
They're all in character.
Yes.
Well, that would be neat. So it's like walking through history.
Yes. We're really big on history in Jefferson County.
All right. And speaking of history, you have the Heritage Rocks. Do you want to describe the Heritage Rocks?
They are rocks at the hiking trail where a gentleman years, decades, a long time ago, carved scriptures into these rocks. And it's a nice little hiking trail, and it's very well kept by volunteers. They're volunteers from the Jefferson County Historical Society.
So if you're really into nature and hiking, it's a good place to go for that, too.
Yeah, it's nature, hiking, history, all in one.
Let's see. You were telling me about the Cat Cafe and Rescue. What a combination.
Yeah, it's a Calico Cafe down here in downtown Brookville. They have a coffee shop out front with homemade desserts, and then in the back you can enjoy your treats while petting cats.
And you can adopt one of the cats if you want to, right?
Yes.
What a great idea. Combine coffee and cats together.
My son loves it.
Now, the Jefferson County Historical Society has a lot of stuff, and I didn't know until you told me they have dinosaur fossils.
Yes, they have a very nice display up on the second floor. Now they have a Christmas tree set up around there.
Are they big fossils?
Yeah, they look through from what I got to see.
Wow, that's really neat. Let's see. So you're looking for what makes Jefferson County unique out of the survey is one of the things.
Yeah, we want to know why people come to visit here, what they think of when they hear Jefferson County. Of course, we know people think of the groundhog, but what else?
So through the survey on the website, basically you're establishing a destination brand. And can you explain exactly what that is?
A destination brand takes a location and offers a visual representation to people so that you recognize it. Like the Isla New York kind of idea.
Oh, yeah. So you're looking to come up with like a slogan for Jefferson County.
Yes. There's a question on the end to add any additional comments. If they want to keep up to date on what we're doing, there's an area at the bottom where they can add their email, and when our newsletter comes out, they can get access to that.
Okay. Now, whenever you do take the survey, it's pretty much so anonymous if you really want to be, right?
Yeah, you can be anonymous, but you can also add your name, like I said, if you want to be on the mailing list to get the newsletter. So for all those events that you might not know about, the big ones, we're going to eventually have a community calendar.
Well, you're doing a great job then. And you have something for on the website, I see you have something for spring, summer, autumn, and winter.
Yeah.
So there's something to do in Jefferson County all year long.
Yeah, and there'll be a traveler guide. And if you have a destination in mind, like an attraction you want to go see, we can show you what bed and breakfasts are nearby and other attractions you might want to visit while you're here.
Something fun to do in downtown Punxsutawney, the Weather Discovery Center.
We have the Weather Discovery Center, which is good for families. Again, they tell you not only about groundhog history, but how weather is made. You can even go in and pretend to be a news anchor.
It is a great time for adults and kids, adults with kids. Christy Bell, Director of Tourism from the Jefferson County Department of Tourism. You can find them at visitjeffersonpa.org. How else can they find you?
Well, we have the Facebook page that we're trying to promote right now. Oh, we have a photo contest going on right now for people to submit pictures of around the county. So that it's a nice way to show people how beautiful it is here.
At various times of the year, you know, spring is just, it's a wonderful time. Things are coming back to life. It's just vibrant. And then, of course, the summertime, you have all the vegetation out. Yeah, it's hot, but it's neat. You know, it's a different time of the year. And then you have fall, autumn, you know, you have the changing of the leaves and the checking out the foliage at different positions and, you know, the elevations and things like that. Because the hills, the mountain is just incredible scenery, you know, so you have that. And then, of course, winter. Yeah, it gets cold, but boy, it's neat when the snow sticks to all the trees and that kind of stuff. It just looks good, you know?
You have your hunting, and then you have your cross-country skiing, sled riding. I mean, we're rolling hills and mountains. You can sled ride.
Well, absolutely. Boy, that's a great addition right there to that. What's the name of the Facebook page?
Visit Jefferson, PA, also on Instagram.
How long is the photo thing going on right now?
January 5th. The contest and the survey are both pinned to the top of the Facebook page.
Now, as far as photos, you're looking at photos of like nature and things like that in Jefferson County.
Nature, landscapes, attractions, landmarks. If it's in Jefferson County, you can take a picture of it.
Boy, that'd be great, like with any of the Christmas decorations and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So far, we've got some from animals. There's most of it's scenery. Like landscapes, but we've got somebody posted a picture of an eagle last night.
Wow, they came back.
Yeah, there's one not too far from where I am in Reynoldsville.
An eagle?
Yeah, it's right up, I think, a Long Wayne Road. It's in between Du Bois and Reynoldsville.
Yeah, it's good. They made a really good comeback. Boy, their nests are huge.
Yeah, I don't know where the nest is.
Ah, but you've seen the eagle fly around, though.
Yeah, I've seen them several times.
Is there anything like, you know, some places have their Bigfoots and the aliens are coming to visit us type of attractions? Is there anything?
Renlo Park hosted the Bigfoot Festival this year.
Cool. I did see that. Yeah. Yeah, the Bigfoot one there. But is there any other, is there any kind of like creatures in Jefferson County that, you know, they just need a little more publicity to kind of catch on?
Well, there's rumors of a Bigfoot.
There's never been a photo of a Bigfoot from Jefferson County yet?
Not that I know of. I've seen imprints of their footprints. If you're traveling outside of Punxsutawney, there is actually a Bigfoot crossing sign along one of the roads.
Where's that at?
It's right along the Indiana-Jefferson County line.
I'll have to pay more attention and see if I can see the Bigfoot sign. That's pretty cool. I think I saw one in Sheets.
Yeah, I think it's outside of Wrinkle.
And you're looking for people to, you know, possibly relocate and move into Jefferson County.
That's where I did. I moved away for 20 years and came back when my children were young to raise them here.
It is a great place to raise children. And if you're coming from out of the area, there's lots of hotels to stay at, too.
We have 3 hotels. We have over 70 bed, breakfast, and cabins.
And then all of this is available on your Facebook page to find that, right?
That's a work in progress. Yeah, I took this position on October 10th, and we started from nothing.
Wow, so this is the beginning of it right now.
Yes.
Christy Bell, Director of Tourism for the Jefferson County Department of Tourism. You can check them out at visitjeffersonpa.org, Facebook, and Instagram, Jefferson County Department of Tourism. Christy Bell, thank you so much for taking the time out and joining us this morning on Community Spotlight.
Hey, I appreciate your time.